participate. All they'll have time for is fighting shadows. What excuse did you give them? The old division doesn't have enough bamboo. On a night like tonight, no general was going to let his men surrender their bamboo to another outfit. Also, that I want the old division to attack Overlook from the south. Those are the orders I actually sent to get them started. They won't get their real orders till after they separate. We'd rehearsed a move from the Shadow Gate to the south wall several times. Maybe the old man was still thinking way ahead of everybody else. I think I was able to warn Lady. I told him what I'd done. It seemed like the right call in the circumstances. I know she'll ask questions later. Oh, she will. And she'll crap bricks when she gets her answers. You don't seem particularly terrified. I was her prisoner in the Tower at Charm before she learned to love me. I used up my scared then. I would not count on her love if I was him. They had not been much of a loving couple lately. Guys like me never stop loving their sorries, but other people do fall out of love when there is a lot of stress for a long time. I said, I have to check on Goblin. I had a really ugly thought while I was watching them fight over there. If Catcher was as thorough as I'd think she'd be, old One-Eye might be an orphan. Shit, Croker said softly. I overlooked that angle completely. Look, while you're searching for that little shit, tell Smoke White Wedding and White Knight every little bit. Alternate them. That'll make Goblin easier to spot. I figured there was something. And any time you see crows anywhere, panic them. We need to blind Catcher as much as we can. She fooled you, eh? Say I underestimated her ambitions. Obviously now she's up to more than just getting even with Lady. Go on. The White Wedding, White Knight mantra worked wonders. Smoke and I found Goblin almost immediately, and he was in deep shit, just as I feared, only it wasn't nearly as deep as some probably hoped. When Smoke and I got there, we found him and his boys lying very quietly amongst some rough rocks, feeling very nasty. In a very few minutes, somebody was going to get hurt. Bad. I had to dive into the pool of time to find out why. Goblin is just a minor wizard, but he is one. He comes equipped with a normal company complement of distrust, too. He couldn't control shadows or crows, bats or mice, or any other creature well enough to use it to collect information, but he could manipulate some creatures some ways. His choice was a miniature owl, common on the south side of the Don de Presh. It didn't grow much bigger than your fist. He kept the critters posted in the bushes around his camp, wherever he went to ground, and they always fluttered ahead when he was on the march. He moved only by night, except when he chose to attack some of Long Shadow's loyalists. Goblin suffered no surprises. He was not surprised when the four Valaka came padding through the darkness and leapt at him with a thunderous growl. Owls, using a call unique to that particular danger, had cried out as the Beast Woman passed. There were no official plans for her to be anywhere nearby tonight. There'd been a lot of unnecessary, unexplained crow activity in the neighborhood lately, too. Goblin had become suspicious. He'd prepared, just in case. After a while, even a company man as lazy as One-Eye will react to signs and portents. The four Valaka attacked, but what she sank claws and fangs into was not